Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Now, the Manager's Chat, presented by Siteman Cancer Center. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer care.
And we are joined by the Cardinals manager, Oliver Marmol, from Los Angeles. Wow, have you recovered from last night? That was some game. My goodness. Congrats on a hard-fought win.
No, I appreciate it. That was definitely a tough one. Guys came through. It was a heck of a lot of fun, I'll tell you that, though.
I bet. It didn't seem like a lot of fun after that rain delay. They don't have a lot of those out there, I don't think.
No, they haven't practiced with that tarp a whole lot, I'll tell you that.
No, they haven't. So that mound was a bit of a mess, I'd have to imagine. But Lance Lynn, before that, made a mess of the Dodgers. He was really something. And I know that we've talked about this before, him shouting out, showing emotion. That's kind of the fire that you needed. But you needed those four seamers and those fastballs that move around a little bit, didn't you? Four innings scoreless, five strikeouts for Lance.
No doubt. And I'm not sure what it felt like watching it from your angle, but being in that dugout, he brings such a competitive edge and fire, and it's contagious, man. He's out there yelling, he's doing his thing. He loads the bases. He punched out three in a row, comes back in that dugout, and you feed off of that. And that's a tough team across the way. Yesterday was a ton of fun just competing and watching the guys do what they do best.
I watched Matthew Liberatore follow him, and I actually thought, I know Libby's line doesn't look it, but I thought Libby looked like he was throwing with authority. I mean, I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. Obviously, it's a great team that you're facing over there, but Matthew Liberatore, especially when he came back in the sixth to help you out.
Yes, with authority is well described. He's confident in what he's doing right now. Ball's coming out well. He came in after that first inning, and I asked him, how do you feel? I feel really good. You can ride me as long as you want today. And, he's bringing a certain level of confidence, and his stuff looks good. So he's going to be a big part of that bullpen, I'll tell you that.
They have such a good team over there. We know that with all the MVPs and Yamamoto with his five scoreless yesterday. But even the superpowers can fall apart. And that seventh inning, Joe Kelly on the mound, the former Cardinal, and things just started to unravel for them. And you took advantage, didn't you?
Yeah, we were. We were able to take advantage. And that was a big part of that game, some oddities in the Bach and a couple others. But at the end of the day, we're able to put some runs on the board. Donovan swung the bat well. It was fun to watch.
How do you see your outfield right now? Burleson makes a big play. Siani makes a big play as well, both in right field yesterday. And then, of course, you're rolling Victor Scott out there every day in center field with Donnie out in left. You're hanging in with three potential starters sitting on the shelf right now.
Yeah, that part with Eddie being out and Carlson being out and Newbar, who's getting close. A big part of our emphasis this spring was, we, in order to win, we got to play good defense. And we've done that. Burleson made a nice throw yesterday. Then we pinch run Siani. And then he goes out to right field, makes a nice sliding catch. Victor's done a nice job out there. I mean, all the way around, day before, Mason wins diving play in the hole, finishing that double play as well. I mean, there's a lot of good defense happening at the moment. And in order to get to where we want to get to, we have to continue that.
What did you see from your previous two starters, Miles Michaelis and Zach Thompson? Obviously, you were amped and ready to see them go 1-2 to start the season. We know it's the Dodgers, and perhaps more starts, you'll see those numbers improve. But how did you see the ball coming out of their hand?
They threw well. They got beat by a good team, but they threw well. And they did what they needed to do. All right, like Miles pounds his own. That's his thing. He's going to go ahead and get ahead of guys. He got ahead of everybody. And got beat on a couple pitches. I mean, that's a really good offense. There's not a whole lot of holes across the way. I thought Thompson did a really nice job. I mean, commanded his secondary stuff, landed the slider, the curveball, used his fastball appropriately, got a couple homers hit off of him. But at the end of the day, if he does what he did a couple nights ago, throughout the course of the season, he'll be just fine.
You'll have Steven Matz going today against the Dodgers, and you could earn a split. I mean, I look at this thing like a 7-game playoff series here. You've got, you know, you could win this thing 4-3. You got to be feeling great about that if you could come home with 4-3 or even better.
Yeah, we're looking forward to tonight. I'm really looking forward to seeing Matz pitch. He had a good spring. He's healthy. He's feeling strong. Ball's coming out of his hand really well. They got some lefties in that lineup. It'll be a really good matchup for him. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
One more thing, and I talked to John Mozeliak about this. I asked him this question. His answer about facing Mike Schilt, last two managers he hired going head-to-head, he said, hey, this is baseball. I see a baseball game, and that's the way I see it. And I expected that answer from him. It's businesslike for John Mozeliak moving forward. You'll have your old friend and somebody that you worked with, Mike Schilt, in the other dugout, Ollie.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him. He does a really nice job. I'm really glad he's getting an opportunity over in San Diego, and he'll do well. But definitely looking forward to getting to San Diego, playing that 3-game set, and seeing everybody over there. But no, it'll be great.
Well, congratulations on the win last night. I know this has been some start to the season for you, and you got a chance to take 2 out of 4 and then go into San Diego with some positive momentum. Good luck tonight. As always, we love having it on KMOX, and we love these visits on Sunday mornings, Ollie.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to spend some time with Ollie Marmol, the Cardinals manager, on KMOX, and thanks to Siteman for being along with us for our chat with the manager.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line, someone else who knows a lot about baseball, and that is Ron Edgar, who is part of the Greater St. Louis Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame Board of Directors. He himself is in the UMSL Sports Hall of Fame. Ron, how you doing? Thanks for hanging on. We had the Cardinals skipper there. Hope you learned a couple of things about the team.
Yeah, always willing to learn, right?
Yeah.
Never too old.
No, definitely. Let me ask you first your thoughts on the Cardinals before we go into a big announcement for your organization. What do you think about the club so far, and how far can they go?
Well, I think, you know, like we said before, they go as far as their pitching takes them. You know, I was a little disappointed in Mick Michaelis' performance, but okay. I mean, he still hung in there. And Thompson, I really liked the way he threw the ball. He made, like, really 2 mistakes, and they both left the park from the same guy. But other than that, you know, he's okay. I mean, he's a good guy, and I think that. And when you get Lance Lynn, who did what Lance Lynn does, he gets himself in trouble and he gets himself out.
Yes, he
does. I mean, he's not going to be intimidated by anybody. So I think they'd be okay, but they're got to get Gray back. You know, you just got to get that horse back and go from there. And then after that, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sonny Gray is going to be back soon. Ron Edgar, you have a big event coming up, the Greater St. Louis Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame. Your event is going to be fast approaching, and I know that you have this is your 50th, by the way, Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame dinner. It's going to be Thursday, April 18th. Tell us a little bit more about it and the history of it.
Yeah, it's the 50th anniversary, which is a big deal. Started back in 1974, believe it or not. And it cultivates with the 50th anniversary this year. We have 880 members in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's quite a lift. And some great players in there and coaches. And but it's been such a great run. And I continue to say this. It's probably the most popular awards banquet consistently every year in the St. Louis area. I mean, we come close to selling out, 450 to 550 people every year. And it's just a real testament to St. Louis, and to the talent we have in St. Louis. So, but yeah, we're real excited. We're doing a couple extra things, but the 50th anniversary is something to shake your head about. It's really pretty nice.
Am I allowed to say who the Jack Buck Media Award winner is?
You can, or I can say it, but go at it.
Go for it.
Well, yeah, the 2024 Jack Buck Award will go to John Rooney this year, who's the announcer for the Cardinals, the play-by-play on the radio. And I couldn't think of a better guy to get that award. As you know, it's a prestigious award, and John is certainly deserving of that.
Thursday, April 18th is the Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame dinner. Ron, how can people get tickets?
Well, you can go online at the STL Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame.com for information. We've already sold 450 tickets, and we have about 50 remaining. So if you're interested in going, and it's at the Sheraton Westport Chalet, and their great ballroom there, which is a great place. You've been there. It's really, they do a nice job. And but if somebody wants to go there, they've already get going because it's going to sell out. So, as of today, we have 50 tickets remaining.
Wow. STLABHOF.com. Bob Ramsey is going to be the MC for that. Our very own Bob Ramsey.
He's going on it's almost his 20th year.
Yep.
And, we've had you involved a little bit here and there too. So, Bob's done a great job. He really does a nice job.
It's a great time, and I appreciate all that you do for baseball, Ron. Thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you again.
Ron Edgar with us, Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. Thanks to all of our guests, John Mozeliak, Ollie Marmel, as well as Lutz Fahnenstiel. I'm Tom Ackerman.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.